morning. Again, we thank God for the word of God. Thank God for this wonderful Father's Day. And we thank God for this just being a day that God has made. For truly, it is a blessed day because it is a day of God. First of all, before we go to John 10, let us go to Malachi 2 and 10. Book of Malachi, second chapter, verse 10 reads, "Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers?" Have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? St. John 10, and I will pick up again at verse 27 through 29. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." The base of those verses, we like to use the thought this morning, there's safety in the hands of your Father. There's safety in the hands of your Father. Well, what is your Sunday like? You got to be careful declaring what every day is going to be like, because you got to make sure the day is like God would have it to be. There are a whole lot of folk that don't treat Sunday like Sunday, because believers believe in lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. Believers believe in assembling themselves together and not forsaking that assembly, because we realize that we can fend off of one another's strengths. The strong bearing the infirmities of the weak and loving you one another as God has instructed us to do. So on Sunday, we ought to have a mind to do what God will have us to do. And if we got that mind Sunday, some way or another, throughout the rest of the week, something ought to stay with us. You know, if you just got Sunday religion, then you don't have very much, because you got one day on Sunday, but you got six more days that you got to live in this world. So I thank God that he's a God every day of the week and not just a Sunday God. Anybody glad that God is an everyday God? Anybody ever heard somebody say every day is a day of Thanksgiving? Anybody come in here to thank God this morning? Anybody got anything to thank God for this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Even though that are going through, you got something to thank God for. Body may feel weak this morning, but you got something to thank God for. We should not allow anything to get between us and our worship and our praise. We shouldn't allow anything to hinder us from realizing just how good the Lord has been to us. Hallelujah. There is safety in the hands of your Father. Hallelujah. We are here today to worship the Lord our God and to thank God as we offer him praises unto his righteous name. For he is a righteous God. He's a good God. And he is a God that has never made a mistake. He's a God that loves us so much that he allowed his only son to come into the world and to take upon himself your sins and my sins, or the punishment for our sins. And because he did that, we have a right to the tree of life. Because of that person, Jesus the Christ, we have something to sing about. We have something to praise God about. We have some hope to hold on to, because in our human mind and on the earthly and a moral mind, we sometimes don't know how we're going to make it. We find ourselves even worrying sometimes. Lord, I just don't know what I'm going to do. But anybody ever just waited on God and God came in and did just what you needed him to do? And I wonder how many of you have had situations or opportunities in your life where you were just about ready to give up hope. And as you were about to give up hope, that small, still voice spoke to you from inside out, and it encouraged you to hold on. See, we got some folk in here holding on this morning. Don't know exactly how God's going to work it out, but you're holding on and waiting to see what God is going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And the Bible says he shall strengthen thine heart. Every now and then you get weak. I don't care how strong you think that you are. Life has a way of breaking you down. No, every now and then when you get that big smile on your face, well, the devil see that smile, and what he's going to try to do is find a way to take that smile off of your face and to turn your gladness into sadness and to make you feel like nothing is going to work out in your favor. But I wonder how many of you got a mind to tell the devil you're nothing but a liar. You are my enemy, and I know that you're out against me. And I'm not going to be confused in my mind. God didn't put this on me. God allowed things to happen in my life. But that does not mean God don't love me. Anybody know that God loves you this morning? I am so glad I got Jesus. If there's anything in the world to be happy about, you ought to be happy about Jesus. You ought to be happy about a reasonable portion of health and strength. We got loved one laid on the bed of affliction this day, right now as I speak. And don't even know whether she's yet still amongst the living. And you think we're going to come in here and not church and praise and serve God? Yeah, I know it's Father's Day, but it's everybody's day. Everybody's day. Everybody got a father. Regardless to whom your father is, whether he's been there or not, the Bible declares, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, I know sometimes it might get a little hard because of the mere fact that they may not have did this, that, or the other. But one thing is for sure, had not mom and daddy got together, hello, you wouldn't be here. And you better understand this morning, you are not an accident. You are a gift that come from God. Most of us in here wasn't playing. That don't make no difference whether you were married or not. Everybody that, all them children you had, you didn't plan all of them. They come up and they came out. Now that they're out, what are you going to do? It's more to being a father than making a baby. It's more to being a father than putting your chest out talking about, that's my son. How many of you know folk that that's your child when they're doing good, but then it jumps ship when they're doing bad? But good or bad, that's your child one way or another. To our young people this morning that just got out of revival, love your parents. You might not understand what they're trying to get you to do. But the old folk told us that we understand it better by and by. Now I wonder, we got some baby boomers in here. I wonder how many of you baby boomers realize now that mama and them knew what they were talking about. That sweet bundle of love that God has entrusted in your lives is to be nurtured, is to be loved. He's to be trained in the way that God would have him or her to go. And it's your responsibility to do those things. We got to understand that even though many fathers may have fallen by the wayside, might not to you seem worthy to be honored today, but because there is a child of God, I believe that we can look beyond some things and realize that God did bless them to be a parent. And that precious gift that God has given them is a gift from God. And God is the one that will help set their destiny. There are those that have had children and you wondered, what am I going to do now? How many times have you said, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. But how many of you know God will help you make a way? When we think about a father. A father is no more than a male parent of a household. In the Bible time, the father was charged with the responsibility of providing for the family. Also, the father was responsible for giving religious instruction to the children. Train them in the way that they should go. In Old Testament time, the father commanded a high position in the family. The father's word was law. What the father said went. In those times when the father was respected to be the royalty of the house, he was honored for the things that he done because he realized that there was a lot on him. The father was to assume the responsibility of the family's spiritual, social, and economical status in life. Sometimes as priest of the house, father ought to know how to pray. Because there were times when you might not have been able to get to the church house. There may have been times that there was not a priest or a preacher around, so somebody got to pick up the Holy Bible and begin to teach the children what thus said the Lord. We use the term sometimes, a family that prays together stays together. Well, I hope that there's somebody else praying other than mama. We got to have some praying fathers. We got to have some fathers that believe that I am a man of God and God will strengthen me to do the things that need to be done in our lives. A father needs to know that child needs them along the way. And as you begin to provide for the needs of the family, you need to know that being a father is more than just being someone in control. Know how it is sometimes you think that you're all of that because you're in control? But then there are some that say you got to pay the cost to be the boss. So in other words, you got to pay the bills. You got to do those things that need to be done. A lot of families are without the father. But God is still taking care of his own. A father should have a love that would go over and beyond to sustain the family. As we celebrate Father's Day today, let us thank God for all of the fathers we have in this house. But we thank God for a father that has been a father to the fatherless. I thank God for a father that is able to supply my every need. I thank God for my earthly father. But my earthly father been dead and gone for a while now. Had I been dependent upon my earthly father then, I wouldn't know what to do. But I thank God that I got a father that is a father to all mankind. There's a sense of peace and contentment that overwhelms me when I think about the fact that I am in the hands of my father. My father loves me. He's concerned about me. My father woke me up this morning. Anybody know anything about that? Glory, hallelujah. My father loves me so much that he realized when he looked at this old body of mine, he realized that you're nothing but a filthy rag. But I love you because you're my child. I love you because I breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. And now you are a living soul. A love of a father would go the extra mile. Now, we have our biological fathers who are different. But we all share the love of a father that is the father of the universe. As we look here in the message of Malachi, the Bible says, have we not all one father? That's what makes us brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, our Father, whom we know to be God, I hadn't seen or read anywhere, John, where he got a last name. He's God. We get caught up in to our namesake. Many of us fathers, we thought and we prayed, Lord, give me a son so that my name can continue on. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to understand that it's got to be more than just a name. It's got to be more than just sticking your chest out talking about that little junior there. Little junior got to grow up and be somebody that's going to be big one day. And little junior going to have some more little juniors. So if you don't teach little junior how to be a man of the house, little junior ain't going to be good for nothing when he get out there. But if Papa Senior will fear the Lord thy God, will understand the word of God, where the word of God lets us know that the fear of God, that's the beginning of wisdom. The man of God, King Solomon, went out and he experienced a whole lot of things in life, but he come back and said, let me tell you the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Man, you got to know your duty. Your first duty is to fear God because you didn't make yourself. Sometimes you like to boast and be bad about, I'm a man and I can do this. Well, you can flex if you want to. But your flexing don't scare nobody. God made you. Every muscle you got come from God. God has the power this morning to take every child you got away from you. Have not God created us? So now, if God created us, then I know God to be my Father. I thank God for my earthly father. But I realize that he couldn't stay around all the time. But that's all right. I had another father that said hi and he looked down low. I got another father that I feel that I'm safe in the hands of my Father. You got to understand, if you want to know something about this Father, you got to become a believer. For the Bible says that there are two kinds of people. There are the believers and the unbelievers. The unbeliever don't know God as the Father. But a believer know God to be their Father. When you know God to be your Father, you will know him as your shepherd. Anybody know the shepherd this morning? For the shepherd will open up his mouth. The Bible says this morning that there was a feast at the dedication that held along the wintertime. Jesus walked into Solomon's porch. There came Jews round about him. Said, how long will thou make us go into suspense? We want you to tell us straight from your mouth. Are you the Christ or not? We are tired of trying to figure it out. But God came back and told them, you've seen me do miraculous things. You've seen the work that I did on this side of life, but yet you do not believe. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I'm glad this morning that I'm in the hand of God. My Father that sits high, he gave them to me. He's greater than them all. When I get in my Father's hand, the Bible says that there's no man is able to pluck him out. When I get in my Father's hand, God said that when I'm in his hand, I'll have joy, I'll have peace, I'll have peace of mind. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in this house? Do you know you're in God's hand? When you're in the Father's hand, there's safety in the Father's hand. In this life of ours, I'm going to go down through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going to run across some folk that don't like me. I'm going to run into some opposition along the way. But as long as I'm in my hand, in the Father's hand, everything is going to be all right. I thank God that I'm in the Father's hand. When you get in God's hand and you know who you belong to, I belong to God. He is my Father. He is the one that made a way out of no way. When I go back to Wednesday and I think about being in the Father's hand, I cannot help but tell God thank him. I thank God for everything. In all things, give God thanks. Because you know, I found out that if I want to go and see my Father, if I want to see my earthly Father on the other side of life, then I got to press toward the mark. I got to have the life of a go-getter. Is there any go-getter in the house this morning? I got to go get mine. I'm going to press on toward the mark. I found out that God is my friend. He's a friend. When you got a friend and you be a go-getter and you tell God thank you and you run into trouble, know that you know that you're in the hands of the Father. And as long as you're in the Father's hand, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can pluck you out. Anybody glad that they're in God's hand? Anybody glad that God got all power? The Bible says that he has all power in his hand. I'm glad to know my Father on this side of life. There's safety. Safety in the hands of the Father. No weapon. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Because what my Father, what he got for me, it's going to be mine. I'm not going to let nobody have it. Anybody in the house, are you waiting on something? Have you asked God for something? Do you believe God will do it? Do you believe that God is able? Then you ought to open up your mouth this morning. You ought to praise him like it's already done. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's safety. There's safety in the Father's hand. For as long as we know him to be the Father. Thank God for your earthly father. Love him. Treat him right. Honor him. Do all you can for him. Because one day, you're going to have to answer for it. And when your earthly father, when he's gone, don't worry about it. For that father that I'm talking about, that says he's the father of the fatherless, he'll be right there. There's other witnesses in the house that know the father that I'm talking about. That father that will chastise you. That father that will pull you back when you get out of his will. That father that will open up your mind and let you know that he's still there. That father that lets you know that I love you so much that I laid down my life because you are my friends. You are my children. And as long as you praise me, as long as you lift me up, then I'll draw all men unto me. Do you love the Father this morning? Happy Father's Day. For we got the greatest Father of all. His name is Jesus. Jesus the Christ that is sitting on the right hand of God right now. God the Father, when Jesus taught us how to pray, he said, say, our Father, who art in heaven. See, our Father is there. Our is plural. He's not just mine. He's our Father. There are people in here that Father died long before mine did. And you had already been used to what it was like to live without a Father. But isn't it a blessing when God lets you be a father? And you know what love. Love will make you scratch yourself out thin because of your love for your children. So now, there's another passage. I was telling Reverend G that I've been wrestling all night trying to come up with something for Father's Day. Another passage that I was dealing with last night, but I didn't use that today, but it comes to mind right now, and I'm not going to preach it, I'm going to say it. But the Bible says that Jesus said that if your father, who is evil, know how to give bread, if your father on this side of life, if he see that there's a need, he's not going to give you a scorpion. So now when you make the analogy that if you being human love your child enough that you would give him bread to eat, that you would make the sacrifice to make sure that they are healthy and they are safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, then how much more do you think that father that says hi would do for you in your life? Don't never feel like you don't have nobody, because God will always be your father. For he says that when you hear his voice, he will give unto you eternal life. Love your father. Trust your father. Trust Father God. Father God will do just what he said that he would do.